Questions. 1. What is the lecture mainly about? 2. What does the professor imply about the moons of Jupiter? 3. Why does the professor mention Ganymede's liquid iron core? 4. The professor mentions the Galileo spaceship. Which sentence best describes the professor's thinking about this spaceship's mission? 5. How were the following features of Jupiter's moon, Ganymede, discovered? Write your answer choices in the spaces where they belong. 6. Listen again to a part of the lecture, then choose your answer from below.
And Ganymede's aurora has taught us something else. By studying the way the aurora moves, scientists have confirmed that, under its icy surface, Ganymede has a liquid ocean. It actually might be an incredibly deep ocean, perhaps hundreds of kilometers deep, containing more water than is found on the Earth.
Why does the professor say this?
And Ganymede's aurora has taught us something else.